Oh, tests aside, whew, welcome. Yeah, what's going on, guys? Welcome back, YouTube, to podcast
two. Oh my god, we made it back for another week.
Yep, welcome back to the anime podcast, The Squeakle. We're here, we're back, we're in it. Obviously, we all made it through another week of this hell of a thing called life.
Yeah, and I have three more kids.
Anyways, so let's go around the room, quick second, see what we've been up to the past week. Last Friday, Super Mario 3D World came out. I played that a little bit.
Guess what? I have not played it a lot. I'm so sad. I've just been so busy.
I don't even have it, so.
I'm up to World 7 with my cousins, and I'm going over there Saturday or tomorrow to finish it. We will see. Other than that, I also started Pokemon Black version 2. Get it because the screen's black? No, I'm kidding. But I started that. It's pretty dope. I thought I'd replay it because it's been a hot minute.
And Pokemon games are awesome.
Yep, and that's about it for Kato's life story.
Quincy, what have you been up to?
Okay, well, only thing of value, I would say, is starting Heart Gold.
That is true. Yeah. We did do that.
At your house.
My house.
Very pleasant.
Unfortunately, he does not have Heart Gold.
Yeah, I'm not one of those epic Pokemon gamers.
If you wanted it, it's $300.
Let me just pull out a loan.
Small loan of $1 million?
No, $300.
Fair. Is that all?
Yeah. No.
Well, I also started Pokemon, and three different games. Platinum, Black 2, and Heart Gold. I don't know how I'm going through them all. That's why I'm so busy, that's why I can't play 3D World. Got paid from work.
What starters?
It's been too long ago. Starters? Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta go with Chimchar for Platinum.
Get
some Infernape in there. Mm-hmm. For Heart Gold, you got Paralligator or Totodile. Mm-hmm. And then for Black 2, you got Oshawott. Because I never use Oshawott.
Samurott is pretty good.
Leave down in the comments down below what your favorite starter is and what's your favorite game.
Yeah, mine's Blaziken.
Blaziken's pretty dope.
Phase Blaziken.
Phase Chemo?
Rest in peace.
Anyways.
Yeah, so Josh is gonna...
I got paid. And I bought lots of manga.
This did happen.
We got Your Name 2. I already seen the movie, but it's okay. We got... I had that same dream again. Because it's from the same mangaka, Kawaii. as I Want to Eat Pancreas. And I was like, this looks really cool. And I could just read that ish.
You know, I wonder if it's happy, uplifting, or if it's, like, depressing.
I hope it makes me want to kill myself. Anyways, Weathering With You 2. Because it just got released, apparently. I don't know when it came out. But this is a great movie. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. He stole that volume from me.
Yeah. I'm killing Caden Kelp.
Yeah. And he saw it. I was like, oh, dope. And he just took it.
No, bro. I was like, I grabbed it. And I was like, dude. And he was like, whoa. And he went to grab it. I was like, no. It's okay. I wanted it. Also, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Because one of the coolest Zelda games of all time. Time and time again.
And the cover's green.
And the cover is green. Like Green Melon, bro. We'll be talking about that later.
Hopefully.
Didn't you get a manga yesterday?
I did. I got Rent a Girlfriend Volume 4, and I also got Love is War Volume
9.
10.
10.
10. No, 9. You're right.
9, yeah. How's that?
9.
So that was my week. Really uneventful. I'm really just a lonely man with manga, and that's all you need to know.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of manga, every Thursday before we record this, we're going to go to Barnes & Noble, and if we get anything there, we'll show it in the video.
Like I did today, and last week, and the week before.
We should make a video. We should just make a video of, like, all the manga in Barnes & Noble, and what we
Manga review.
Manga review.
Let's just go through every single manga book there and just review it in one video. Make it like 18 hours long.
Yeah, basically you'll hear a lot of, I haven't read this, 0 out of 10.
Yeah.
TBH, I don't really know this one, 3 out of 10.
TBH, this one has naked chicks, 10 out of 9.
10 out of 9?
I mean,
yes, nice. We're going above and beyond. Like Buzz Lightyear. I was about to say Buzz Lightyear.
Okay, anyways, that's the introduction.
We got a little bit of news topics to talk about today.
Yeah, unlike last time, I didn't bring my iPhone 6 with me with topics because I just didn't care enough. I cared a bunch when it was the first episode. Second, I'm like, screw the viewers.
Yeah, you guys don't need your news. You have Keemstar.
I'm only in it for the money.
Because we get paid for this. No, we don't. Anyways, I already remember the topics. The first topic we were going to cover was the Mortal Kombat trailer, which if you guys saw in the previous video, we reacted to that. It's really cool. Check it out.
It was really cool.
It was. It actually did look pretty dope. And hopefully, because trailers, they hype stuff up. Mm-hmm. It could be really bad, but the CGI actually looks good. Not
it does.
Bad, mm-hmm. So
some of the scenes with like some of the moves, really cool.
Yeah.
Dude, they showed Shao Kahn in there, and he looked like straight out of the video game.
Yeah. Like, because I know who that is.
Sorry, he's the guy who had like the armor on and like the skull helmet.
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking
and
about
the big hammer.
Yeah, he's cool. He's cool.
He's like,
you know who I didn't see? Baraka. Where's Baraka?
Barack Obama. I gotta sneeze.
That's cool. Nice.
Nice. We'll see if it's still recording.
Because we don't want it to cut off like it did last time. 6 minutes strong, baby.
Hey, let's go. Hey. Let's get this bread.
No, that's a saying of 2019.
No.
Let's get this manga. Let's get this fart. Oh, my God.
Anyways, kids have an allergic reaction to peanut butter that I put in his drink. Fun story. I'm allergic to peanuts, so we can easily kill him really easily.
Yeah, according to Quentin, I'm peanut free, which that doesn't make any sense.
You don't have peanuts, too.
Yeah, you don't have peanuts inside of you, so you're peanut free.
Oh. It's like someone saying they're gluten free, but
gluten free means there's no gluten. No.
Yeah, and you have no.
You have no peanuts or peanuts.
Oh yeah. So yesterday the Nintendo Direct happened. Jackson couldn't attend it.
I'm still underwhelmed with the stuff they talked about.
This not character.
They're hot, but I don't know Xenoblade that well, so I couldn't really tell you.
It makes me want to get into it.
Yeah.
I've heard it's cool and really good. Is it like a giant open world?
I think it's like open world JRPG.
Yeah, it looks cool, but
and I love RPGs, so
the main characters seem kind of annoying though.
Are they both on the on Switch? Or just two? Or is Eve 2 even on there?
I think like the first Xenoblade game came out on Switch, because there's Xenoblade Chronicles X, which came out on Wii U. Mm. I don't think it correlates to any of them. I don't even think there's that many games, but
all I know is Shulk from Xenoblade.
Yeah, I just know Shulk.
I only know Shulk because when he got revealed in Smash 4, I'm like, Shulk?
Shulk? What? From Xenoblade? Like, the game that I love to play?
More like, Shrek.
For Smash. Sign my petition.
I want to sign this petition.
Anyways, Miitopia, that actually looks kind of cool.
Apparently it came out on the 3DS. I had never heard about it.
I did not know that existed. But the newer, like, fantasy, like, turn-based... Is it, like, turn-based? Is it turn-based RPG?
Like, there's things like it on the... I've played stuff like that on the 3DS.
You can be your own RPG.
It's kind of cool, but... I don't know, I feel like they're gonna like put it up for $60 and I don't know if I'm gonna
buy
it
out for $60, bro. It got revealed for $60.
Oh, whatever, bro. Just
oh yeah. I was not expecting Mario Golf. I was like, a golf game, but the trailer was really dope.
Kinda scared though, because they ruined golf or they ruined tennis on the Switch.
Aces or something like that.
And I don't want them to do that to golf, because I don't know.
I'm still winning from Mario Kart 9.
I know,
that's
like,
something that they
three Splatoon games before a new Mario Kart? Are you kidding me?
Their priority was Mario Golf. Not
I mean,
Mario
I don't blame Nintendo. They're making a lot of money off of Mario Kart 8
Deluxe. Okay, 8 Deluxe is not bad.
They should have added more DLC though.
Yeah.
At least. They added like two new characters and like a little
creatures added, here and there. Sonic. But he has no car. He runs.
Yeah.
That would have been cool though. But they came out with Mario Kart Live, which is a cheap garbage cash grab. Oh, why would you play that?
Oh, you mean the mobile game? Oh, Live Circuit?
Yeah, Live Circuit, sorry.
Yeah.
Dude, holy hell, I can't see in my eyes.
Something's happening tonight.
This guy.
Get along with this guy.
Get along with this guy.
Okay, you guys keep talking. I'm gonna go in the bathroom for a second. Put some water on my eyes.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, Mario Kart Live Circuit. It's so unappealing.
That's the one on the phone, right?
No, it's the one that's like they're selling in the boxes. It's the one you like make your own track kind of, and then you put it on your phone. No, you put it on a Switch, but you drive the remote control car through it. And why would you just make a new Mario Kart game?
That's what.
Like, we need new Mario Kart.
It's innovative, sure, but just not Mario Kart.
Yeah. What else Nintendo Direct related? I mean, you just talked about Splatoon 3, but I'm not really that hype. Skyward Sword.
Yeah. Or not new, but the HD.
What was that released on?
It was
originally
Wii. Yeah,
I have no idea about that game. Like I've no knowledge on it.
I've never played any of the games on the Wii.
I think you should check it out though. It looks cool.
It definitely looks. I kind of like the Sword and Shield.
Oh yeah, the Joy-Cons are cool, but I bet they'll get you dripped in 2 days.
Unfortunately, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Anyways, Nintendo Direct was
kind of underwhelming.
It was underwhelming. All I was looking for was Diamond Pearl remake talks, and well,
they're talking about Pokemon next week, though, aren't they?
They are.
That's what I've heard from Caden.
Well, hopefully we can get something. I doubt it, though. They're just gonna be like Pokemon Ultra Sun 2 and Ultra Moon 2 for the 3DS.
Oh my gosh.
What if they did that? Why? No, but like, well, I don't know. Just Diamond and Pearl remakes. Come on.
Has to be that generation. I mean, there's certain, like, if they remade Heart and Gold, like, or just ported it onto Switch, that would be cool.
Yeah. But, I know, they need to port some of the older DS games just onto the Switch.
Yeah, like, they don't need to remaster them, just optimize them.
And honestly, if you put them on there, like, for $40, people would buy that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you see eBay? How do you feel?
Bro, I don't know what is wrong with me. I blew my nose, put some water on my eyes, but... Like, I had to sneeze, and now I just feel crappy.
My eyes kind of itchy, too, and I had to sneeze.
I'm fine. No cats here.
Yeah, I'm not allergic
to it. It's a purple haze.
We're gonna die. Anyways, the next topic I was gonna bring up was
What did you guys talk about?
Just Pokemon, like, disappointment in non-Pokemon news. Did you say there was gonna be Pokemon news next week, you said?
Well, according to this video I saw, he wasn't... He was hoping for... Pokemon news to come out at the Direct, but apparently there's a Pokemon like live stream or like a Pokemon day.
Next week. Well, Pokemon, there's a huge Pokemon Go event this weekend.
I don't think it's this weekend. I think it's like sometime next week. Anyway.
What they'll do is announce Diamond and Pearl and then have an event for like those
Dialga,
Pokemon.
Palkia, and Giratina. Yeah. And some of the coolest legendaries of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Lord.
Because he said, usually, like, Pokemon doesn't reveal, like, new games or whatever in the Direct. They usually do their own live stream.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
So, yeah, well, that's dope.
What I wanted to bring up next was the skyrocket in the Pokemon card popularity and how it's become, like, a huge trend all of a sudden.
Dude, feel like it trends for a little bit, goes back down, and it comes back up. It happens like every few months, I feel like.
This is like the biggest I've seen it trend though.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, in seventh grade, I thought it was big, but you could easily get cards at any store. Yeah. They're nowhere.
We went to one Target and two Walmarts, and they were completely sold out.
I went to GameStop today, none. Like,
really? Because, like, the last time I was at Target, they had just, like, tons of them.
Yeah, that's
they
what
go
I mean.
Out
like,
fast.
Jeez.
I went there a month ago, and I got, like, one little set with, like, three packs and, like, a little holo Vaporeon or something. And then now they're all gone.
Guess everyone's getting into Pokemon
does
right
have to
now
do
or
with
something.
It's probably that Rainbow Charizard. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's, like, a couple $1,000 on the market.
Mm-hmm. That and
like a new packs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, a new really rare card. But I don't know. Scalpers and...
I just want to have fun opening cards.
Yeah. It's...
Card opening reaction.
It's fun.
Yeah. You do challenges.
Yeah.
If you can get your hands on Pokemon.
Do people like actually but... like play Pokemon with the cards?
No. No.
They
no.
just...
Dude, pull it,
I have 7 Pokemon decks, but I've never played it. So
I've like kind of played it, just like with my sister, and I like made up rules.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like,
yeah,
it'd be cool to get into, but
yeah, you just you keep the cards, put them in a sleeve, and you look at them because they're all pretty and shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I swear for like every card game except like Magic, like the Magic card game, I feel like people just open them to collect them.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all we have to really talk about on that, though. I don't got Pokemon knowledge. I mean, Max Mofo Pokemon. He's fun to watch. You ever seen his hentai card openings? Those are fun, too. He's hilarious.
Hentai card opening.
Yeah. Anyways, the final topic I wanted to go over was just Call of Duty Cold War Season 2 content was, like, released today. Just showing off everything. And I'm excited. Like, the new zombie outbreak,
mm-hmm.
like, mode, that looks kind of cool, but I'm kind of scared.
It could be cool if
Is that the open world?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks, from the trailer, it looked pretty cool. It also kind of looked like Warzone just with zombies and no players to kill. But I don't know.
Yeah, it could be cool if Turek doesn't mess it up.
You know what they could do? Just bring Coach from Left 4 Dead, make him an operator.
Yeah.
10 out of 10, game of the year.
It'd win Game of the Year at the Game Awards.
It would.
Just because Coach.
Just because Coach.
Well, there is the Back 4 More.
Back 4 More.
But there's no Coach.
Coach needs to be DLC.
I think that was the worst thing they could have done is take out Coach.
Yeah.
I mean Back 4 Blood.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you said Back 4 More.
I thought that's what it was.
It's called Back 4 Blood.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well,
same.
Back for Blood, but it's Back for More because it's made by the same developer.
But Back for Less because Coach isn't there.
Yeah, Back for Less because it's not called Left 4 Dead 3. Because Valve.
Because they skipped 3 and went to 4.
They don't usually do third games.
Yeah, because like, Valve just doesn't have.
Portal. Oh, they should make
a Portal. They have a problem with making triples.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make a Portal 3, Left 4 Dead 3,
Team Fortress 3.
Bro, Valve just likes keeping it too. Half-Life, no. Did they make Half-Life?
No.
No.
That's been like, people want Half-Life 3 so bad.
I have never played a Half-Life game.
I've heard, some people say it's like the best game ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've heard it's crazy.
Alex, I played it on my cousin's VR. Bro, that is like the most immersive VR game
really?
I've ever played. Like, it is crazy immersive. Like, you have this like, gravity glove and you like pull stuff towards you. Apparently it's from Half-Life 2.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it is crazy.
I should look into it. But, back to Cold War. new weapons coming. Really uninteresting weapons.
I think the Galil's coming, but it's not called the Galil.
It's a Galil that was not the Galil, because America had the Galil. It was an Argentinian version of the Galil. And it's just less cool. I don't know why they brought that instead of the Galil, but hey, what you gonna do? It's
specifically Argentinian.
Yeah, I asked my father about it today, and he told me about stuff. But you got that. You got this other rifle that looks like a
pea shooter.
Yeah, it looks like a literal pea shooter. And you got this random sniper that I thought was a Dragunov at first, and no. But good thing they're not bringing that because Dragunov sucks. They got a shovel. They got a crossbow.
Oof.
And they got the first reactive camo coming in.
I didn't see
well,
that.
Well, not first, because there's some camos that do stuff. But, like, first, one of those stupid...
It kind of looks like,
one of those free camos they give you in Black Ops 3.
It looks like, it looks very similar to one that it's in that's in Black Ops 2. I forget the name of it in Black Ops 2, but it looks very similar.
But, yeah, new Battle Pass. The new Virgin Pass is coming out. And, you know, I'm copping that getting to Tier 100, because I did that the last one.
Yep.
We got new maps, Apocalypse and Mansion, and that one Russian one, like Golov or something.
Oh, I didn't even look at the maps.
They're cool.
I skipped over that.
We got Samantha coming as an operator.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Funny. After the Firebase Z Easter egg, like I wanted her so bad. And what I was thinking is, like me and my cousin Stereo, is you have to beat all the Easter eggs, like the maps that are going to release, mm-hmm. you have to beat all of them. And as a reward for beating all the Easter eggs, you unlock her as an operator. But I guess Treyarch is like, you know what, let's release it to him sooner.
Yeah. I feel like they could do that, but like releasing it now and then being like, you have to wait for these maps to come out to beat these Easter eggs. I love Rick Toffin.
They'll bring him back, I'm sure.
Have you guys, I don't know if you've seen, but Samantha, she's wearing like the old character's gear.
I did not see that.
She's wearing Dr. Monty's scarf, mm-hmm. Takio's katana, Nikolai's goggles.
Oh, I love that.
And I think Dempsey's watch or something, Dempsey.
Man, I'm going to
I don't think anything of Richtofen.
Oh, he's my favorite, though.
Nikolai's the best.
Well, we're going to have...
see, it's funny because like everyone has their favorite character, but no one likes Takio as their favorite.
He's cool. He's just like, I don't know. I'm American. I don't know.
He's just the least interesting.
Yeah.
I like his Easter egg in Black Ops 3.
Jezebel?
Yeah.
I still want to like dress up like the Halloween all of a sudden now. We were going to do that, but...
Dude, that'd be like so hard to get the costumes for it, though.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember that.
Unless like it's pre-made. I don't know if I could go through the effort to make my own, you know?
Mm-hmm. You just find things at random stores. It's cheap.
Like you did for the Joker?
And Jotaro?
Oh, I was joking last year.
Yeah.
Joker from Persona.
Other than that,
should be.
That's really all. I mean, there's like three other operators, but they're forgettable. That random black guy with the minigun and the black chick and
the top left black, guy. But the other chick.
The top left guy. He's kind of cool.
Top left.
Yeah, he's got like the mask and stuff on. He's like with Stitch, like Lilo and Stitch. That's really it for the content though. Warzone stuff, but
bro, we don't play Warzone. I don't get how people play that. I can't play it.
Yeah, it's not that fun for me, at least. I'm just not good though. Like, I'm not good, I guess. But
like, even if I was good, I feel like I just won't play it. I don't know. It's not like Fortnite.
So, yeah, I haven't played Fortnite in so long.
I haven't either.
Neither have I.
A couple weeks. Like, I don't think I'm going
to play it. I got on the other day to see what I was missing, and I was hoping my brother bought Gangnam Style because the PS4 was in his room when it came out.
Mm-hmm. He didn't.
And he didn't.
Bro.
I bought it. I got on just to buy it.
Dude, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
It's probably not going to come back out.
No.
Because the BTS emotes, they haven't
come out. Oh my gosh, I still need to buy those.
I want those, and I want T-Pose, and oh.
I have T-Pose.
I don't even play.
There was a time when the BTS emotes came out, and Jackson's like, who would ever buy that? Those are stupid. And I bought it, and now everyone wants them.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Suffering from success. But I think that's all for our topics, really.
Yeah.
So you want to move into some personal stuff?
We talked about the Nintendo Direct, right?
Yeah.
Well, some things I forgot is Garden Warfare is coming to Switch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The first one or second one?
It's like the new one that came out.
That one,
yeah. That one, but...
Okay, but still, it's coming to Switch, though.
Yeah. And Apex Legends is coming to Switch.
Bro! It's time to get back on my Apex Legends grind.
$20 skin.
It's actually pretty fun. Like when I played I enjoyed it.
Like when it came out, I enjoyed it, but like I don't know, I just didn't play it.
It's the skill gap's so big though in that game. Like,
oh,
I'm sure it is now. Definitely.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know anything about the Ninja Gaiden games, but they showed the trailer that like all three of the games are coming to Switch, and the gameplay looks really fun. It looks like Devil May Cry. So. I said I'd buy it because the gameplay looks fun. So I will probably buy that.
Well, I saw these really cool indie games. One of them was like 22 minutes to save the solar system. Seriously, the indie games. Why do you show those? They're so annoying.
I'm just going to say, dude. Honestly. Like,
they're such just filler. Like, don't put filler. Just bring all the games out in indie. You don't got to make it an hour long.
They shouldn't have led with Smash.
They should have
ended with that because... And... I don't know, the trailer for Smash, like, the new
game. I don't know, I thought it was going to be, like, some random game, and I was like, this doesn't look exciting.
Every other trailer, I feel like, has been so hype, and this trailer for it has been, like, it was, like, almost underwhelming.
I feel like it was very underwhelming compared to the other Smash reveals.
Coming off of Sephiroth, I don't think there's someone else that can, like, beat that level of hype.
Like, even Steve, like, the lead-up to it was so much cooler than, like,
what they did. But, like, I feel like they came off of... I still don't have Min Min because who cares about her? But Steve and Sephiroth, those are like two bangers back to back. So I feel like they had to take a break from like cool characters because I bet people like Pyra, you know, they're like, oh, my character got smashed because everyone has a character they want smashed. But like, obviously, everyone wants Master Chief and Crash and Dante and Sora and all these characters. So I feel like, what my prediction is. Next character they reveal, they're also gonna maybe reveal volume 3 of the Fighter's Pass.
Do you think they'd do 3?
Honestly, I do, because like they make so much money off of the characters.
Yeah.
And this is like Ultimate. I don't know how like
Sakurai
is gonna make a bigger game than Ultimate after this.
Mm-hmm.
Like at this point he should just keep releasing characters to keep the lifespan going.
They haven't like I don't have any issues with Ultimate besides online.
Yeah, the online,
the gameplay's fun enough. Services coming now.
Talk about the better ones. Yeah.
Hopefully, that's just not them trying to get people off their back.
Yeah,
but
I don't think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I have faith in you.
I hope so. Right? I really hope so.
I've played. I only play Smash when like obviously big get-togethers. Bring the Switch over. We all play.
Yeah.
Yeah, Quentin. He's a god.
Yeah.
At Smash.
400, 500, 600, 1,000,
2,000 hours,
you know?
A lot.
At least 200. Well, that's what it said on the Switch.
I would say at least 300, because he has got some other gameplay on the Switch, isn't
he? Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, but World of Light is really fun. I'm 7.5 hours into World of Light. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool you can play your DLC characters, so you don't have to unlock them. Because I'm running around as shirtless Sephiroth. But, the Mario Golf game, Ninja Gaiden. They showed off some Square Enix games that piqued my interest, but other than that, indie games are like a filler arc.
I didn't see anything.
They remind me of the Game Awards and just how many indie games we had to watch.
Oh my god.
Oh, it was like 3.5 hours wasted.
Or how many, awards The Last of Us won. Like, I admit that, like, some people are divisive about the story, but the game looks good, it functions well. I can get it getting a few awards, but a landslide in every award, that's kind of seems a little biased.
Yeah.
Didn't it win Best Soundtrack, too?
No, Best Soundtrack got to FF7, which I'm glad it won that.
I love The Last of Us games, but Last of Us 2 is not it.
Yeah. Like, I can see, like, an audio design, because they did, like, a bunch of stuff for that game. And, like, accessibility was one of the awards, too.
Yeah.
Because apparently there's, like, a bunch of accessibility options in the
game. Oh, yeah, like the colorblind mode. And...
Yeah.
But who uses that, unless you're colorblind? Couldn't be me.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can see colors.
Unfortunately.
Fortunately.
Oh, I said unfortunately. I meant fortunately. But, yeah, I think that's...
Transable.
I think that's it for the gaming news.
I'm trans-abled. My legs don't work, because I say so.
Okay, so,
anyways.
What are we going to talk about now?
You want to jump into some, personal stuff?
Baraka.
Sure, how about...
Do you want to talk about Baraka?
We're only, 28 minutes in, so you're
perfect.
You can go.
Let's let me loose.
You can go right into that.
Where do you guys want to start?
Okay, so, for those who don't know, in Mortal Kombat, there's this character called Baraka.
Yeah.
Well, in Mortal Kombat 11, I don't know if he's in the other games.
If you don't know, just like open a tab while you're listening to this and just go search it up.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see it's like a big, white, scary man like me with teeth.
Well, he's not really white.
He's like gray.
He's bald.
Yeah.
Scary teeth. Anyway. I'll let you explain like... your story on how you met her and all that. But I just want to say, Jackson had an ex-girlfriend, and there's an inside joke where we call her Baraka. I made up that joke.
He did. And it just,
it doesn't even really make sense, to be honest. But, like, at the time we were playing Mortal Kombat, we were picking in me and my other friend Alex, which is good friends with us.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing Mortal Kombat 11, and the character select screen, I went over to Baraka. I'm like, hey, it's... fill in the blank.
We're just gonna call her
Baraka.
Baraka. We'll just call her Baraka.
Yeah, I was like,
it looks like Baraka.
I was like, hey, it's Baraka. And we just thought it was super funny. But to be honest, like her teeth are bad, but they're not that, like, bad. And so it's like, it's a stupid comparison, but everyone thought it was funny, so we just kept rolling with that, yeah. Honestly. Yeah, the joke doesn't really make sense, but...
It's an inside joke from all of us, and we love it.
So we'll let Jackson explain how he met her and all this.
So yeah. Don't keep me in the dark, but this was a very bad relationship. Mostly bad post-wise, but I was only with her because she was the only girl that ever gave me attention at the time, I guess.
Well, let's take into consideration, this was freshman year.
Freshman year.
We're juniors.
I was some 14-year-old kid.
Oh, Quentin's a senior.
I'm a senior.
He's a big boy.
14-year-old kid. And I posted my story, and I'm, like, taller, and this chick slides up. Her name's Baraka, right? And she's like, wow, you're tall. How tall are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm 6'2" or 6'3" or whatever I was at the time. And we start talking, and she's like, I'm coming into your town sometime soon.
I'm not going to say because I don't want you guys to kill me.
But
yeah.
She's coming into my town, and I'm like, oh, let's go to a movie because you're talking to me, and I love attention. Because I don't get attention from women.
Lots from men, though.
Lots from men.
Just like anyways, she comes into town. We go to this movie, mm-hmm. Venom. Oh, so sad, because Venom's a good movie, and all I can think about is Baraka when I think about Venom. And, oh, well, what are you going to do? Had my first kiss there, right?
Like, your first legit kiss?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you want to know how it happened?
Yeah.
So I punched her off. One end there, one end there.
That's quite romantic.
I know. Oh, yeah. I thought of it myself. I thought I was so clever.
Mm-hmm.
So it was insane.
You were 14 at the time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he has a really late birthday.
This was, yeah, this was late 2018. This was December 2018.
I remember because... I don't know when you guys met exactly, but I remember you posted on your story, or like you did a post.
December 15th.
Mm-hmm.
You should remember stuff like that.
I don't want to. It stuck there.
But I remember, I think you either posted on your story or you made like an actual Instagram post, but you were in front of the Christmas tree and you were posing with her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who is this? And I honestly thought she was like a cousin or something. Like, and you guys are like,
okay, we got one from the movie, and she's like, let's take pictures, and I was like, yeah, because, bro, who's going to take pictures when I first meet this chick? I wouldn't do that now, but at the time, I was like, let's go! So, we got these pictures, as he was saying, there's this picture in front of the Christmas tree, and literally that night, I posted on my story and said, love this girl.
The night you hung out with her?
Uh-huh. That's how desperate and lonely I was. Like, oh my good lord. Gosh.
That's awful. That's pretty bad.
I could beat the shit out of my 14-year-old self right now.
Wish you would, almost.
He really needs to get his shit kicked in, because he was not thinking right. Anyways, dude. He did later, but it was mentally got shit kicked in. Dude, anyways.
You must have been down bad.
Yes. Freshman year early... It was rough, you know. We're gonna call her B. You know,
B.
Yeah, the chick I was simping for, all of the and the black hair.
Wait, the one that I.
No.
Different one.
I'll just say it. Britain.
Oh, yeah.
I was down bad because of her. I was already in a deep dark place because of.
Yeah, I really want to know. Like, I feel like. I never fully understand your and Britain's relationship, so you should elaborate on that after your ethnic.
Or she also gave me attention.
Your Baraka story.
I hope she's watching this.
I didn't mean it!
Anyways, so.
Bro, I couldn't help it! I thought you were having a genuine conversation.
That's good. Forget the camera's on, right, guys? Anyways, that night happens. Love this girl, right? And I remember the next day, my mom's like, you should be careful with what you say, like, the L word and shit, because, like, that stuff shouldn't be thrown around.
Yeah.
Definitely. At the time, I was like, dude, I don't care.
Yeah, like, when we're all 14, we don't really, like, have a concept of what love
Yeah,
means.
Love doesn't even mean anything.
Dude, I didn't even get my first kiss till I was 17.
See? 14? So. We're not...
We're gonna talk. No.
Bro, keep your mind straight.
Oh, I don't know if I want to go into what happened when I was feeling. Go into it. Anyways.
My man has many thoughts.
Churning.
The gears are.
Are you talking about Christmas?
Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. So that happened. She comes back in town around Christmas time. And I like meet her family and. I don't know what I was doing, man. I could have been hanging out with the boys and said I was over here and. Good Lord. And then Christmas Eve comes, and I don't really want to go into detail what happens there, but yeah, that happened. Not gonna say anything.
Yeah.
And so we get around to it, and the relationship sucked.
How long were you guys together?
Almost 5 months. Hmm. We get, I don't know, we said I love you literally the day that we, met. I asked her out over text the day we met. That's why it was December 15th. That was our date. I remember learning so much that she did after the relationship that I had no idea was going on during it. I do remember on Valentine's, though, she was hanging out with other dudes and got mad at me and, like, turned her phone off fully so that I wouldn't talk to her. That was a fun Valentine's. Just toxic stuff. She came to town more and like we hung out more. Those are just bad memories. And,
you should tell them about Vegas.
Which Vegas?
The one I was there.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw Anthony in person. Ever.
Good. we'll get there. I'll get there.
Yeah.
Anyways, time goes on, April comes around, and I made an oopsie, and things resulted from that. We had a split, and not because we said so, because parents said so. Why? I can't go into that. I'm a minor.
Until you do the next, like, several months.
So, this is where I got my shit kicked in mentally. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to, I couldn't get over her, because, like, she was the first girl to ever give me attention, mm-hmm. and I thought I loved her. And so, it's like, I don't know, we don't see each other anymore. We can only text, but like, I didn't even have my phone because of what happened. I didn't have my phone for like a month and a half. I had to, one time, I went in the shower, and I wanted to listen to music. So I plugged my PlayStation headset into my PlayStation controller, went to Spotify on the PlayStation, put on a playlist I wanted to, and sat in the shower with my controller and headphones in hand. And just listening to music.
Did your controller get wet?
No. Luckily. That was the one that was ripped in half later in life.
Probably because it got water damage. Or mist damage.
No, it got rage damage. 2K damage. Mm. Anyways, back to it. I literally started texting her through Facebook Messenger on my PlayStation. Mm. That's how much I, like, loved the attention, I guess. Like, I just wanted to get back with her. And, oh, I'm so glad I didn't.
Yeah.
I texted her through Facebook Messenger on my PlayStation, dude. That's far.
Yeah.
You're pretty down the rabbit hole, man.
Dude, I was...
Like, if you're going through extreme measures just to chat with her.
Anyways, I get my phone back. And actually, I remember I used my mom's phone to use Instagram a few times. And we went to that pool party. And this other girl with the first letter of T, Y, you know, that one. I got into her. And I started texting her, and then she was like, no. And I was like, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that was very brief. It was very brief.
I don't think I heard about the room. Maybe I can remember.
Got my phone back finally. Mm-hmm. That was cool. I think, I had so much trouble, like, blocking and unblocking and blocking and blocking. Dude, if you block, leave them blocked. Because, ooh. She's been blocked for, like, a year now, but... Nice. It took a long time to get there. And she just started doing all these crazy whore things, you know? Like, so much stuff. And it was so mentally abusive to me because I
I just wanted her back to be my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And she's like doing all this other stuff with dudes.
I said, but then.
And there were so many points where I just ranted on her and called her what she was. Like, I remember this one rant, she wanted to be a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you can't be a veterinarian if you're a whore or something like that. Like, I don't know.
Oh my God.
I was, she would make me super mad and stuff. And, oh, summer of 2019, weird. Really weird.
Dude, summer of 2019, when Ryan came down, that was a weird time too.
It was really, I don't know, later, the latter half, when I had my phone, was really good. Because then, like, I got over everything. Mm-hmm. I went to Georgia, and I went to this youth conference thing. I'm not, like, super religious, so I don't, like, think that, but, like, I went to this thing, and there was this girl there that I was, like, she's super awesome. And, like, literally, we had, like, dances every night. It was, like, 3 days, so we, like, had three different dances, and, like, I literally danced with her every time, and she was so cool. Yeah. We'll just call her Sasha for now. But her name did start with an S.
I forget I said anything. I was going to say Sasha Browse.
That's what I was thinking.
But
I couldn't say my S's for a second.
Vivid good memories of that. I finally put away the Baraka thing. Literally, it was so bad that all the guys would like just blatantly make fun of me and hate on her while we were in a relationship. And it really put me down. But I don't even blame him anymore at all. Like, I needed that. But at the time, it was really sad.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like, I don't take this as 100% fact, but I feel like I remember, like, me, Alex, and Ryan being in a party, or maybe Sam, too, being like, how, like, she's gonna hurt you or something like that. And, dude, like, it isn't worth it, but
it's not.
If Jackson's happy, let him be, you know.
Mm. I was too happy. You had to get me out of there, bro. I was in a trance.
Genjutsu.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
You're quite literally, I mean, Itachi's Genjutsu. You couldn't get out.
No. Split ties. Got her blocked. She has messaged me a few times on my spam randomly. Mm. I don't think too much of it, though. Because we don't talk to Baracus. And then guess what happened? What, a few months later? New girl. We'll call her Lizzo, okay? Who wasn't fat like Lizzo?
That's like several months later. That's like the beginning of 2020, right? Or did was that?
No, it was right before.
No.
Yeah, it was in November of 2019. October.
Wait, was that when Sadie's was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Was that 2019?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting my timelines mixed up.
Yeah.
We got Lizzo here. Mm-hmm. Dated 2 weeks. Totally my fault. I turned into a huge fuckboy after Baraka happened because of mental abuse.
Got the split hair.
Got this hair, got a blonde. This is not even my natural color. And I cheated on her.
It was true.
With
your ex.
Yeah, your ex. before she dated you, okay?
Oh, well, I'm not even mad. I was just curious.
But yeah, that happened.
I think she
I'm not proud of that. She did.
Well, no, because, like, you bust your hair.
That all, yeah, so Sadie's came around, and I was like, I'm going to pull a funny, okay? I'm going to shave my head.
We did it the same day.
We shaved our heads. We had bald heads, but they weren't bald. It was just one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, woo!
It's a fun few months.
Yeah, we think hair. I got broken up with because of that, but it was also probably.
Oh, tell them what happened. Like, how it
Sadie's
happened.
Night. I'm in the front seat. She's like two rows behind me. We had like this giant band. We had this huge group, and like we had this cool band that this mom organized, and it was super fun and awesome. And so I'm sitting in the front, and we're talking, and I'm like feeling kind of distant. And I was like, "Are you into this dude?" Blah blah blah. And she's like, "No." I'm like, "Okay, we can talk it." Wherever we're going. And then she's like, we're like kind of arguing, I guess. And I my biggest mistake was, do you want to break up then? I said that. I guess I enabled it. And she's like, yes. And then I couldn't get it back. I was like, never mind. And she's yeah. like, nope. So three rows behind me, over text on Sadie's night. Mm-hmm. I think that's a record.
Yeah.
Was it awkward when you saw each other after that car ride?
I left without even looking at her once, and then I bawled my eyes out in the shower and threw up.
Mm-hmm.
In the shower. listening to X.
Because X cures all problems.
Yeah.
And sad after a breakup.
I remember making so many sad Jaj memes.
Oh, oh dude. So
some of those were like... Those were at my best point. Those were funny.
I remember seeing some, like, the one guy, like, coming
in. Yeah.
Wiping back the tears. And it's like, Jackson after Shitty's night. And
Jaj making TikToks after Sadie's.
Yeah. At the time, I was like, I didn't know what happened, so I was just like, yeah, I like it. I didn't understand what the continuity.
Oh, it was so funny. I was huge on... No, I wasn't huge at the time, but I was, like, in TikTok. I was really...
In the TikTok phase.
Yeah.
It was really, really fun.
So I would make videos and stuff, and I even made some videos about her.
Oh.
Oh. Sad man do weird things. Mm. But yeah, I was sad. And it was, like... 2 days before basketball team tryouts. So I had to go into tryouts in a horrible mood.
Ooh, wee.
You got to put on that happy face for the tryouts.
Yeah, and I did. And, you know, I felt like I really did good. And then I came and where was my name? It wasn't on the list.
Because I could see through your hat or your fake smile.
I was like, they look away. They didn't want a sad, depressed man on the team, which is totally understandable. And then guess what happens 2 months later? My longest relationship. 14 months as of today. Today's a 14 month. It's been really good. Really awesome. And now I'm a mature, not gay dude. Sometimes.
Especially the nails.
Yeah. I want to hear about you and Lexi because...
Okay, I wanna, okay.
Because.
Bro!
Yeah, I'm just serious!
You don't have these names.
Well, it's not like she's gonna listen to this. And even if she does, what does it matter? I'm just curious, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
So, what's up?
It's not like we're gonna get big, but if we do, who really cares? Anyway.
Just don't say our town, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't say our last names or town, it doesn't matter.
We already said your last name on accident. Don't go back to search for it if you didn't see it.
If when I was gone?
No.
When?
Wait, I don't remember.
Wait,
I just remember I accidentally said it and then I wheezed and I guess nobody caught it. But anyways, what are your questions?
Well, I didn't catch it, so I... Okay. But, yeah, because
you just bleep it out.
At the time, like, I feel like someone made a TikTok or, like, something to do with a snake, I remember. Like, you guys had a snake around your neck, or I can't remember. And someone, like, said that you guys, like, made out or something. But I just, like, skipped over. I was like, yeah, whatever. So I want to hear about this.
A snake? Oh! Like, a real snake. I have those pictures.
Mm.
Yeah. That was before Lizzo. That was before Lizzo.
So you cheated on her, but not really, so...
But I did, because something else happened during our relationship. But that was previous... Lizzo, no, we already said her name. Lexi always liked me, and I, like, never wanted to give her a chance, I guess. I don't know why. Mm. I just didn't. And then, finally, one day, I was like, you should come over and hang out today. It'd be cool. And she's like, yeah. And so she came over, and we played zombies. We played Alpha Omega on Black Ops 4.
Just so lame. Awesome map.
And then I was just like, should I kiss her? She was my second kiss ever, so... I was like, should we do that? Yeah, let's do that. And then it happened. And we did do that as well. And then she didn't like it. And she, like, ghosted me for, like, a long time. And I was, like, upset. What is this with these women, right?
She's like, I don't like the way
she's like
his lips feel.
I'm so into you. And then I kiss her and she's like, never mind. And then somehow we rekindled during me and Lizzo's relationship. Man, I don't know why I couldn't hold myself back.
Mm.
I told Lizzo that it was her, but I initiated. Yeah. That's all I can say. I don't know.
Alright, fair.
Fair.
And then a few months later, I got with Lexi.
Well, like March?
Yeah, we dated for a week.
That's like a week and a half.
So yeah, actually, yeah, it was, so, yeah, like 4 months later, you
should I get into that?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear about your relationship with...
Okay, so... so, Caden's relationship life is not very good. Let's just say that. They don't really last. So, I had, like, a little relationship that, like, bro, Quinn can't keep his composure. What's so funny? I haven't even gotten to anything yet. What?
No. I did.
What?
I should have half-farted.
That's what you're dying over?
Okay, yeah.
It smells so bad.
Anyway, in eighth grade.
It's only four.
dated this chick. Her name is B. So I
not my B that we had earlier.
Yeah, so well, her first initial starts with B. Anyway, we dated for a week. She left me for another man. Let's call him. I actually won't say his name. But she left me for another dude. I was like, the end of the world has come. It's like, and then after that, actually before that, I think I was with Emma in seventh grade.
Okay.
I remember we were forced to kiss during school in the hall. Yeah, everyone's like, kiss, 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 kiss. And like we did like a little peck in the halls.
Is that your first kiss?
No, he got rape kissed.
By
B. My B.
His B. Mm. Yeah. But,
bless.
Oh, nice.
Bless.
Technically, my first like real long relationship with this was this with this girl named Paige, and we started. This was freshman year, 2019. We started talking in September, and I think it was before my birthday, actually in August. I can't remember August or September. Anyway, I like slid up on her story. I can't remember for why. And we were just sending pictures back and forth. Because this was at the time when my parents wouldn't allow me to have
Snapchat.
Yeah, so we just sent pictures back and forth on Instagram, which is basically the same thing as Snapchat. Anyway, so we're snapping pictures back and forth. And she, like, sent me three pictures in a row. And I thought I was, like, Mr. Smooth. So I took a screenshot of that. And I posted it on my spam. And I tagged her. I was like, wow, it looks like I'm pretty funny. Or something like that. It was pretty cringy. But, yeah, I don't know, we just started talking and did a little flirt talking, you know, mm-hmm. I had to get like real flirty over text, mm-hmm. and then you meet in person and it's really awkward.
Cause you could say, like, I could all be like, you're so hot and cute, and then we're in person like,
yeah, cause like, you can, so, you can be super flirty and like, sexual if you want over text, mm-hmm. because like you're behind a screen and you feel like, all power, man, but like, you feel in power. Yeah. I don't know if I should say that, but like, you feel good about yourself, and then you meet them, and it's super awkward. Anyway, we texted for a while, mm-hmm. and then it was like after one of our freshman football games against
Pineview.
Snow Canyon.
That's the same thing, city.
He said Snow Canyon.
You said the thing first.
Yeah, but there's millions of those schools.
Anyway, so we were versing the football team. It was after the game. I got a picture with her. And that was dope, and we got multiple pictures after games, and I went to her with a basketball game, we got a picture there. Basically, our relationship, I asked her out over text, because I didn't have the balls to ask her out in person. I was going to ask her out, it was versus,
okay.
Yeah, it was after the game, and she's like the water girl, you know?
Yeah.
And I was gonna ask her out there, and like her friend was there. And I was gonna ask her out on the field. And I was gonna be like, super awesome, and it was a romantic moment, you know.
And guess what happened? Well, he didn't have a leg to really walk on.
Yeah, because I got that could be a whole different story for another day. But yeah, basically, I didn't have the balls. I was too scared. So I think in the car ride home, I asked her out like
over text.
Yeah, I was like, will you be my girlfriend? She's like, oh yeah, you know, and. We hung out three times.
Over, like, what, 8 months or something?
4 months. Because we got together October 13th. Why do I know that? And we broke up around like February 4th.
Wait, which chick was this?
Paige.
Yeah. She's in my foods class. I just know she's in my food. I don't know what she looks like. I just know she's there.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. One of the times we went to this concert in like the middle of town at like the Dixie. Like, they have like an arena there or whatever. Mm-hmm. We went there with her and one of her friends.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah, posted pictures about it on VSCO or something. I don't know. We went to that.
VSCO!
I still post on VSCO.
bored.
Yeah, so after that. Okay, it's still recording. It's longer than it was shooting last time. So maybe shooting in 1080p is good. Anyway, concert. Then one time, we were hanging out at a park. She came over. We watched a movie. Toy Story 3. Mm. Upstairs.
That's a good one.
After we had Wendy's. And I remember I took a picture, and I had like a little bit of mayonnaise in the bottom of my lip. We took the picture. So, yeah.
Did you guys cuddle?
Cuddled. Kissed. That's all we did, though. Nothing more than that.
Of course. You guys know what a blumpkin is. It's actually... Ask your parents.
Yeah, this is going on YouTube Kids.
Yeah, we can't say that because it's going on YouTube Kids.
But no.
Like MatPat.
And I think the last time we hung out was me and Gingerbread Houses.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And
why don't I remember all these things about your
place? The day before that, I wore like these pajama pants and a long sleeve shirt. And I remember this kid at school, he walked up to me. He's like, "I really like your clothes, even though I look pretty stupid." I was basically wearing PJs to school, but I just got them from Aeropostale.
Mm.
I was like, gotta wear this. But yeah, so I wore that day, and then we made Gingerbread Houses. And yeah, that's like the last time we hung out. And then,
is that like in December?
Yeah. And then for
and her then birthday, 2 months later.
And then for her birthday, she was having a slumber party with a bunch of her friends. And I went to the store with my mom, and I got like a flower and like, I think it's just like a little piece of cake in a box or whatever. I dropped it off, and I knocked on the door. And, like, as soon as I rang the doorbell, you can hear all of her friends go, like, squealing, you know? And, like, they open up the door, and there's, like, five girls, and they have, like, their cameras out and whatever. And then she comes out, and she shuts the door behind them. And then they're looking through, like, this, you know, like, in some houses that have that thing that says, yeah, like, no soliciting? Mm-hmm. They're looking through that. And, yeah, it was pretty awkward. We got a picture together, and that's, like, the last time? I can't remember. It's a little foggy, but that's, like, the last time we hung out, technically. And then, I remember this last part way too well. January 29th, 2019 was the release date of Kingdom Hearts 3. Mm. And let me tell you, I was so hyped for that game. And I was, I bought like a shirt for it. And I got my keyblades and I was posing for it. And I was telling her all about this. And she's like, "You know what? I'll let you go play your game." I was like, "Aw, babe, you're so nice. Thank you." I was like, "We can still talk." She's like, "No, go have fun with your game." I was like, "Wow. Girl, my dreams right here." And then a few days later, February 4th, I don't think she called me. I think she edited it over text.
Oh!
Out of nowhere.
Oh!
Over text is the worst.
And oh, I like, don't know. This was 4 months, and I was, like, so devastated. Like, I was just, I went into, like, a real deep depression.
I remember.
Because, like, after that and, like, the few months after, we're, like, really bad times in my life. I was super depressed. But now I'm jazzing.
But take it back 3 months real quick. I just wanted to say, remember when Black Ops 4 came out and you were telling her all about it and how excited you were, and she was just like, "Hope you boys have fun." That's I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah. Yep.
Good memory.
Yep, she was nice.
She came to our school that we went to for you.
Yeah. Funny thing is, she went to another school while we were dating, and then I went to school one day, and she was in the, like, office, and she's changing her schedule to go there, and, like, I was so happy. And then, like, Christmas break happened, and, like, a month after, we broke up, and it was really awkward then. Because I don't think she moved entirely for me. There might have been other reasons, but, like, everyone says she went to our school for me. You know, because we were dating at the time.
But we all know it was for the eye kid.
Yeah, anyways, a few days after Kingdom Hearts 3 came out, I beat the game. I was loving life. I was like, all right, I'm done with the game. Time to go back to my girl. A few days later, I get the text. She breaks up with me. And she leaves me for this other guy.
Oh.
And no hate to the guy. You know, I just, at the time, I didn't understand it. You know,
I still don't like him.
Fair. But, yeah, they had their thing. And it lasted, I think it lasted longer than ours did. But, like, to be fair, I can't really blame her now, like, if she just wasn't really feeling it anymore. Because, to be honest, we didn't even hang out, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, you can't expect a relationship to go on that long if you don't hang out. It was a text-only relationship. At the time, I was really, really mad at her. But you know what? We're all good now, and we're still friends, even though she doesn't follow me on Instagram. Yeah.
My ex unfollowed me.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we were good, you know, we mended ties, you know, but I guess she doesn't like me enough to have her, like, following me. Anyway, I don't really care that much.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I went a whole, pretty much a whole year.
A year and, like, a month or two.
Pretty much a whole year and a month before I got into another relationship. So, junior prom 2020, one of the funnest days of my life.
Well, that was fun.
I think what made
it We were all fun, there.
I think, okay, just for reference, at the time, I didn't know Quentin at all. Like, he was in our group, but
we talked a bit.
We talked a little bit.
We bonded over, like, having our dates ditch us.
Yeah. Just, like, a stupid joke.
We were newlyweds. We just became friends, like, 2 or 3 months earlier.
Well, in October.
Yeah. So, what, 4 months earlier, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Me and Kaden, we've been friends since eighth
grade science.
Yeah. Bonded over Fortnite.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, so anyways, I asked this girl to the dance. Still friends with her. But my friend, he asked this other girl, and like we rode together. Like, I drove me and my date and him and her date. And after the dance, me and her, my friend's date, we started talking a lot. Like, and we hung out, like, after prom. I remember we went to lunch all the time. Our, like, prom group hung out a lot.
Yeah. Remember Walker Wednesday?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, anyway, we hung out pretty much, I feel like, every day in some shape or form. Me and this girl, we really bonded, and I really liked her personality, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to try it. And then I asked her out, like, a month later, because I wasn't going to ask her out, like, too soon, you know?
Yeah.
I had to wait a month to see if it would work.
See what's going on.
And taking into consideration, I asked her out when the pandemic hit, basically when everything was getting shut down,
yeah,
everything was getting serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, one of the first cases, like, we came over to watch a movie, and, like, I think your dad said, like, no friends over or sanitized. I can't remember, something like that. But yeah, everything was.
You checked the temperature. And,
like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Hand sanitizer.
Yeah, that's when things were getting down,
and down dirty. And dirty,
down and dirty, and we had to be in quarantine. And spring break lasted months.
Yeah, what I think we should do is just, like, make another episode about all quarantine, because honestly, quarantine was really fun.
It was.
We could talk a lot of it.
Leading up to, like, May, that was
like, we could talk a lot of fun times.
We could. There's so many stuff.
But, yeah, so we dated for, like, a week, and everything was going good, and then we hung out here, where we're shooting, one time, and she was just acting real off.
I was there, right? I remember that.
I think maybe you were. I can't remember. But, like, she was... I was trying to, like, sit in the same seat with her because we were watching a movie, and she just wasn't having it.
She sat there, and I was right there, and you were there.
Yeah. Anyway,
Oh, we're still going strong, baby.
Sick.
But, yeah. She was just acting real off, and I was like, I was trying to be there for her, ask her what's wrong, because I was her boyfriend. I'm not going to be there for her, of course, you know.
But, yeah, Mr. Yeah.
But she had her cousin come pick her up from here. And, like,
ooh,
I remember her mom DM'd me and apologized for her behavior.
Ooh.
I was like, you know what, it's fine. I don't really understand it, but I'll just let her do her thing. And, like, I think, it was, like, a few days where, like, we didn't talk because I didn't want to bug her anymore because I could tell she was dealing with stuff. And so basically, I don't think I texted her for a few days, and then a few days later, she broke up with me over text, telling me.
I remember that day.
That she wasn't ready for a relationship.
I think it was literally like a day or two before Animal Crossing came out.
That was
one of those so hype funny. Releases ever. We'll talk about that in the quarantine episode, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. Speaking of quarantine, April. Oh my god.
So good.
That should be like next week's episode.
Really? We should just the quarantine
episode. We should just quarantine episode.
Dude, like from like a week before preference to April. Because we can talk about.
Because preference was in March, right?
Yeah, it was March 7th.
I remember after preference, like after the day date, I went over to Lexi's house to talk with her. Like, and I think I told my mom I was like getting changed or something, and I drove over there, and I can't remember what we talked about. I think I told her about my day. I think that's when I asked her out. After preference. Anyway, she said she didn't want to be in a relationship anymore. And in my mind, I was like, then why'd you say yes to me asking you out if you weren't ready for one?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that relationship didn't last. And then I was a little upset, but honestly not that upset. And then, man, quarantine just lifted my spirits up. Because online school was so easy.
Oh my god, it was so easy.
Unlike now where online school people don't lie. But online school back then when everything, everything was so easy.
I know.
But and that was that. And since then, I tried getting with this girl my homecoming day. I tried. We talked for like a few months during the summer. But I asked her friend, and she didn't feel the same way. Mm-hmm. So I just...
Oh, yeah. And then we just never talked to her again.
Yeah.
She's in some of my classes, and I never talked to her.
She's in my seminary class. It's a little awkward, but like, honestly...
Who cares?
It doesn't really matter.
What you gonna do? It's high school.
And then, so basically a year to now, still haven't had a relationship. So, I might be waiting for one. Who knows? I have a... Let's just say I'm waiting.
Oh.
Yeah. Quentin knows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're waiting.
I'm waiting for the right time.
Yeah. There's that one chick, but horoscopes.
Ooh. Mm. Oh. I mean, that's pretty, that's like yesterday.
Yeah.
But that's not even my chick. But still, he said he'd want her to get with me if it didn't work out.
Yeah,
Case into that?
Yeah, so he said that. He's going to try with this chick, and if it doesn't work, he'll pass her on to Kate.
Because, you know, they're both single, and...
Yeah. He's looking out for his boy, that's good.
Yeah, she was definitely.
I heard.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, I think we're cutting it close.
Yeah, we're
way over than we were last episode. I don't want to cut your life out, but it's just like...
Okay, well... I have a lot over quarantine that we can.
We're gonna expand quarantine episode next week.
Yeah, next week. Don't expect much news. We might touch over it, but next episode quarantine.
Dude, we can have a whole episode over.
Oh yeah, the K girl.
Death Note.
Death Note.
If we talk about that, we can't disclose names because we'd probably get in a lot of trouble.
Oh.
Yeah. You already know what happened, but we'll give that to other episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
if you guys made it this far, thank you. Yeah. I'm not going to ask you to subscribe, because I'm not asking for that, but it'd be cool if you guys did.
But if you do, ring the bell.
And, give us a like, too. I don't know. Thanks for watching this.
Yeah, and hopefully this doesn't take as long as it did to upload last time.
It's going to take longer, because the video's longer, but...
That's not 4K though.
But it's not
4K. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Because last video, I shot it in 4K to get the maximum quality. The video posted 2 days later. So, hopefully.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, so expect us to record on Thursday and it to be up Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to leave my phone on tonight and hopefully it'll upload. Because usually at night, the Wi-Fi is really good because no one's on it and it can upload fast. So, hopefully it'll upload soon. And, be ready for more videos in next week's podcast.
Yeah.
Because we're going to go to Barnes & Noble, right?
Yeah. Brian. So, just expect more from the future. This is really fun. I'm glad we can do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Should we make a TikTok?
Yeah.
We might make a TikTok. Apple clips. If we do, stay tuned. Okay. Bye.